she didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. What a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white.
Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
East Mississippi, West Alabama's News Talk, 1010 MOX. Welcome back to the morning show with Brenda Lee. With Brenda Lee. It's 20 minutes after 9, fourth and final hour, Dumpster.
That's it. Final go-round. 693-1891, 693-1010, and toll-free 1-877-966-9825. And along with the guru,
Paul Tarver. And his annual Christmas special.
That's right.
And welcome back. Phone number to call, 693-1891, 693-1010. Call us toll-free, 1-877-WMOX-TALK. Email morningshow at WMOX.net. Fax is 483-1010. We look forward to hearing from you.
Is this your first annual Christmas special?
No, we did Christmas specials back in the day, back when TV and I were on.
We did it last year.
We did it last year, too, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I tend to like to pick days to come in here when I can do stuff at folks remember and stuff like that. So, like, you know, we're doing Christmas. This is like the Christmas extravaganza. You know, we're
Christmas
having a big time.
Brenda Lee sounds weird.
I can't help it if she sounded like she was part of Chipmunk. She was a big star, and a lot of people love her.
Let me tell you, when I was little, I used to think she was a just a kind of a weird sounding boy.
Well, her voice on that record sounds like a
that
boy to
one.
Me.
She sounds a lot like a little child.
Nothing against her. Just sounds. I always thought she sounded strange.
Well, I brought some stuff with me. I brought some music with me. I thought you might want to try out. You want to try a couple?
I do.
Okay. It being the Christmas time, you know, there's so much good Christmas music out there. And there's all kinds of traditions out there. And one of the traditions, I guess,
Chicken sandwich. What does it?
One of the traditions, I guess, I'm having coming on here is dealing with music. So I got some stuff. It's not necessarily unusual stuff. It's just stuff that I thought was interesting that you don't get to hear on the radio very often.
What number, Paul?
So you don't have to play the whole thing, but you might want to listen to let's listen to a few seconds of number 17. Try number 17. Let's see if we can get that on. This is not who you think it is.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Who do we think it was?
I don't know. Who do you think it is?
I don't know. I can't think.
Bill, you'll know who it is, but I'm not sure Dumpster will. Okay. You ever heard of the Brian Setzer Orchestra? Stray Cats.
Is this Brian Setzer?
Yep.
They just won't mean a thing, pretty baby.
Now, why wouldn't I know that?
It's a generational thing.
Okay. You're right. I don't. White snowflakes start
falling. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I like that. Blue
memories. Okay. Well,
he played
everybody's
Eddie
usually,
Cochran, by the way, in the Buddy Holly story.
Yeah, but usually everybody hears Elvis do that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's a good version.
So here's an Elvis song doing one that you normally hear Gene Autry do.
What number?
Number 8.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here comes Santa Claus, right?
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.
Come Santa Claus.
Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again.
What year did he cut this?
Oh, I couldn't guess.
Really? Those are Jordanaires, right?
I don't know, but that's a classic. You know, that's the Elvis voice you hear a lot of imitators do.
Yeah.
Here comes Santa.
Classic Elvis.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great. Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
You don't know me, Bill Dumps, today. Y'all kindly bringing back some, what do you call it?
Memories.
Memories.
Good morning there.
Come bringing back some memories, I hope.
Right, you sure did. Brenda Lee, have you got time for me to give you a little spill on what?
Yes, sir.
Some of my memories?
Yes, sir.
Go for it.
Back in the 50s, like 54, 55, 56, I was stationed Camp Gordon, Georgia. And there in Augusta, Brenda Lee was a little bitty. She appeared to be small and size anyway, but she could sing. She'd get on a talent show radio, kind of like you've got here. They had a talent show on Saturday evenings, and I don't remember the whole thing, but she'd show up several times, and occasionally they would be on television, this same show. It was a drive-in restaurant where the radio television studios were at a peanut Faircloth.
Mm-hmm.
Faircloth was a disc jockey run the show, and he was crippled, but she would sing Teresa Brewer's numbers and Rareback, and of course I was a single soldier. We would go out there and you'd die laughing at her just Rareback and sing.
Right.
And she had the loudest voice for a little bitty girl.
Yeah.
And
she
sang Bo Weevil, and I don't remember all of them.
Wow.
But it was something. There's people that commuted. A couple of guys rode back and forth with me
mm-hmm.
to Gordon. I'm sure there's some people around here remember her when she was a little bitty girl. And I just thought, you know, that brought back good memories for me.
Well, I'm glad.
Good, John.
Thank you much. I'm enjoying
yes, sir.
The show.
Nice to hear
Thanks.
From you, John.
Yes, sir. Right,
let's go back to
Christmas.
1954. You remember an artist? She was a big artist. She really became a name to herself. You remember somebody named Eartha Kitt?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Eartha
Wayward Wind, did she
Well,
say
that? I don't remember. But I know that Eartha Kitt released a song in 1954 that was later actually made famous by Marilyn Monroe.
What number?
Number 18. And I'm not sure which version I like better, but I kind of like Eartha's.
Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Yeah.
Santa honey, one little thing I really need. The deed.
The deed.
To a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa.
Cutie, the original.
And hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa boom, boom, baby, boom, forgot to mention boom, boom, one boom, little thing, boom, a ring.
Boom, boom,
I don't boom, mean boom, on the phone, Santa boom, baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Now, if that don't put you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will.
All right. Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt.
When? 1954.
She had an earthy voice, too, did she?
Yeah, she did. She had a really unique voice. It had a, and the older she got, it changed, but it was still instantly, as soon as she opened her mouth, you knew it was Eartha Kitt. Mm-hmm. Buck Owens had a Christmas song.
Oh, yeah. Christmas times are coming.
Nope.
Santa. Gosh, I know it. What number?
You're close. Try number 11.
I know it when I hear it. Santa.
You want to check this call first, Bill?
Will. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver.
And a good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. This is Brad from Meridian, Mississippi, calling into the morning show. Good morning, Dumpster Bill and Paul. How in the world are you on this fine Thursday morning?
Hey, Brad.
All
you're
right,
good.
Brad.
That took a lot of energy to do that.
I imagine.
Well, I'm worn out.
Yeah. Salesman said
I was
good.
I'm not sure I could live up to that now. Where were you at 7 o'clock?
Well.
Where were you, Brad?
I was.
I don't want to know. If there were dogs involved and nakedness,
dumpster,
we don't want to know.
Paul.
What? Dumpster said it.
Dumpster.
You too.
Yes. What?
Paul is. He's aggravating me.
Oh,
what's,
is he?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just getting ready for the Christmas season.
All right.
And,
so are we.
You know, it's. It's a very good time of the year.
Sure is.
Because, you know, it's not about all about gifts and the presents and the such. The true meaning of Christmas is about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hadn't had a chance to say that all week.
There you go.
Absolutely. So, you know.
Thank you for saying that.
It's a very honest time of the year. And Paul, Just to be nice, if you have it, I want you to play Santa Claus is Back in Town. You think you have that by Elvis?
If I don't, Bill might.
I do have it.
I figured Bill would have a series. I got some that are a little offbeat, so I'm sure Bill's got that one in there.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, y'all remind me.
We'll do our best. We'll see what we can do. We got kind of a short time here, and I got a lot of ground to cover, so we'll see what we can do.
All right.
Fair enough.
Merry Christmas. Let's hear from you again, okay?
It'll
call back.
It'll probably be in the new year.
All right. What?
No, it'll...
You got to call when salesman's on. He always looks forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, because he likes to argue with me.
Yeah, he likes to argue. I don't know what.
Well, y'all got a problem with that. Y'all have a good day and a good weekend and Merry Christmas. Y'all, Bill.
Merry Christmas to you,
tell
buddy.
Tell Eddie that I said Merry Christmas, by the way.
I'll do it, all okay? Right. Take care of yourself.
See y'all.
See you later, Brad.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right, 27 before 10. We're on the morning show. Where are we?
We were about to queue one up. We were going to queue up number 11. And you can play just a little bit of that.
Do you want me to try to guess? Santa. Oh.
I keep trying to figure my time here.
Oh,
well, you're in charge over there. Okay. Hey.
Buckle. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was so much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him. A lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep, and they thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was so much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Daddy looked a lot like him.
Man, that's good. You talking to all these songs remind me, I guess they remind everybody of being a child, because Christmas songs are immortal. They're forever. So Christmas songs I listened to when I was growing up. What's his name over there? Dumpster did too.
Thank you.
Well, you know, one of the things about it, you find artists.
We're 30 years apart.
Actually, 20.
20 years apart.
It's interesting that I find artists, once they reach a certain level of success, they all have to release a Christmas album. Mm-hmm. They all put out a Christmas album.
Some of them make it, some don't.
Some make it, some don't. Now, one of the guys who made it best, who did it most often, was somebody we played earlier, was Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Bing Crosby was just out of this world.
The old guys, the old crooners, Perry Como.
Well, the chairman. We did the chairman earlier. We did
Bing Crosby, Gene
Autry.
Have
Yourself a Merry Christmas, Merry Little Christmas.
Of course, Burl Ives and...
Perry Como, Nat King Cole,
yeah,
Tony Bennett. I mean, all of those guys have great Christmas songs. Bing Crosby did it best, both secular songs and Christian songs.
He was able to cross over.
He was able to do both. One of the best that he did, it was more of a gospel-type song, I guess, was one we're going to play right now, unless you want to take this call.
Yeah, we'll take a call. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver.
Paul Tarver.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you is?
I'm good.
You seem to know a lot about Christmas songs.
Well, I when I come on here, I pretend like I know about a lot of stuff.
Well, I see, and you've done some work getting it all together. I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Some people say that Bing Crosby sold more Christmas songs than anyone else. Others say Elvis did. So, which is it?
Which is it, Paul?
If I had to guess, I would say Bing Crosby, simply because he's had more songs on the charts longer.
White Christmas holds a record. Now, what the record is, I don't know.
I would say Bing Crosby.
Well, White Christmas, Dumpster sold more copies than any other Christmas song.
Okay.
Is the way it's been gone. But there's a group. Now, let me tell you what. I don't know what it is, but it's called Mannheim Steamroller.
Yep. I know them a lot. There's another one called Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Okay. The Steamroller folks have sold more Christmas songs than anybody.
Well, they only release albums at Christmas time. That's all they come together for. They're, as a group, that's all they do is Christmas songs.
Well, tell me what they are quickly, and I'll get off.
They are a jazz fusion band that takes Christmas music into a different realm. They do a lot of instrumentals.
It sounds synthetic to me.
They do a lot of synthesizers and stuff like that. Now, the difference is Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which we may have time to play just a sample of one of their songs in a minute. They are a full orchestra that acts like a rock band. They take Christmas and classical music and turn it into rock anthems.
Last 3 years, they've been advertising, first time in 6 years, a Christmas record from Mannheim Steamroller.
Well, I'll tell you where I heard all this.
But wait a minute. You didn't give me Mannheim Steamroller as a choice.
No,
you said Bing or Elvis. You skirted the answer here.
I did.
Would you have guessed it?
Well, you know, there's no kind of fish like a big mouth fish, you know.
Oh.
Look at here.
What?
What's the guy's name? Bill.
Dumpster.
Well, who is on from 9 to 12? Jim Bohannon.
Oh.
Bohannon had a guy on the other night, last week, from the Mannheim Steamroller folks. And that's the first time I'd ever even heard of him.
Well, Rush Limbaugh plays them every Christmas season.
Probably helps their sales.
They've got a new CD out for Christmas.
Yeah, I own about four of theirs. I mean, they're great music. It's very listenable music.
Right.
It's very relaxing music. And they vary from instrumentals, you know, with acoustic instruments all the way up to the synthesizers.
Well, the album this year has got Johnny Mathis and... I've forgotten. There's a woman singer named quite well known, but I've forgotten who it is. Paul Tarver?
Yes.
You do a good job.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Gary. We appreciate it. All right, good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a birthday for you if it's not too late to get it in.
Not too late.
Never too late.
Okay. My little great nephew that's visiting here from Baltimore, Maryland, he is 2 years old today.
Big two. What's his name?
Alexter Stump.
Alexter Stump?
Yes.
Okay, you got the dumpster?
Yes, sir. Alexter Stump is two.
Two today.
Tell
him we said happy birthday.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Appreciate it.
Can you play a couple of, just a,
what number?
Say about a minute or so of number three. I want to make sure we get this in there because this is one of, a very, very, very good Bing Crosby. Very good.
Said the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, we should have done this show next week.
Well, the problem is I'm not going to be here next year. I'm going to be on the road. Now, look, I want to give you just a taste of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Before you play this, I want you to understand. Now, what they do is they take the classical Christmas stuff. They write their own music, what have you, but it tends to be more of an orchestral basis, and then they add in electric guitars and all kinds of stuff like this. You wouldn't think you could do anything to Tchaikovsky, but check this out. Check out number 16, and you can play... Everybody knows Nutcracker's coming up, but here's a little of my version of it. You got to listen just a little longer.
Is this Queen?
But you can still hear the guitars along with the instrumentals from the orchestra. It's a great show if you ever get a chance to see it. It's phenomenal, and it's awesome at Thalia Mara over in Jackson. Lasers.
Yeah,
they bring a snowfall down right in the middle of the show. I mean, it's phenomenal. They should bring those into the temple. That would be a great show to see at the temple.
Bring the light, yeah.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
All right, we lost him.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver.
Bill.
Hey.
I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I really, as the other man said earlier, it's bringing back a lot of memories this morning. I know you're a talk station, but how do you keep all this music? Do you keep it there at the studio, or how do you do that?
Well, we have some music here, but Paul brought this today.
This is from, a lot of this is from my collection. The stuff I bring is from my own personal collection.
Paul, I don't know, who are you? Are you a DJ or what? I'm not sure.
No, I'm a computer geek.
Oh, you're the guy that does the, I know, the commercial, yeah, the real guru.
That's it.
Okay. But I get to listen to this, and I'm wondering, I know, you know, you're basically a news station, and yet you have all this music there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, is it on a disc or what? How do you do this?
I'm not sure what you...
Well, Paul brought in a CD.
Yeah,
morning.
I bring it.
I know, but the ones that are at the station, are they on CDs, and you just store them, do you need them, or what?
They are uh-huh. CDs and whatever MP3s. We have them on. If you're asking if we pay... music licensing fees, we do.
Yeah, okay.
Is that your question?
Yeah, I just, you know, I didn't know.
We do.
Okay, well, I was just
BMI, ASCAP, CSAC.
Right, okay. Just wondering.
Thank you for your call.
Okay, y'all
appreciate it. 15 minutes before 10, we're on the morning show.
Okay, before we run out of time, I you can take this call, but before we run out of time, I got one song I want to play in entirety. It's a little bit, but it's worth it. So if you want to take this, and then we'll do that.
All right, good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome. Good morning. Hello.
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 Hey.
Oh.
Somebody's laughing.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Am I on the air?
Are we on the air?
It's right. Dead air.
I don't know.
All right. So here's the deal. Here's what I want to do. Out of all is said and done and everything else, I want to make the point that there are a lot of our fellow Americans that are overseas, and they'll be away for Christmas this year. I found a song that I want to play. I'd love to dedicate it to all the military guys and their families that are the guys that are away. If you would fire up number 19 for me, and let's just listen in entirety. And this is for the military guys. We appreciate what they do.
Specialist Brooke Frisk, and I'm in Baghdad, Iraq. I would like to wish all my family and friends in Georgia and Wisconsin a very Merry Christmas. I'm really going to miss spending the holidays.
I'll see you guys real soon. Love you guys. Bye.
I am dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. Mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find you where the love light gleams.
Hi,
Carl Phillips Stagg. I'd like to wish my family and friends back in Richmond, Virginia, a very Merry Christmas.
I'd like to wish my family a very Merry Christmas in St. Louis, Missouri, especially my daughter Madison, who will be four this Christmas. I'm going to miss opening up presents with her and watching her face and seeing her face on Christmas morning and watching her, you know, experience all the new experiences that Christmas brings.
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas before.
Well, that'll bring it home, won't it?
Merry Christmas.
If we can speak now.
No kidding.
Boy,
I'm thankful to be with my family this Christmas, and I'm thankful for the military.
Absolutely.
Well, that was Josh Groban, and I recommend anybody go out and buy his CDs. He's awesome. And that was just an awesome rendition of that song. I don't care who you are. If that didn't bring a little tear to your eye and a little, you know, lump
great.
In your throat, I don't know what will.
Something's wrong with you.
And if that don't bring Christmas to you, nothing will.
Perfect timing. So, 9 minutes before 10. And that's going to do it for us. Paul, another terrific time with you.
What a show, Paul.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Glad you had a good time.
How do you do it? How do you do it? You move us from laughter to tears.
And sometimes all in the same story.
From stories of dog food and nakedness. And now this.
Well, see, it ended on a high note. You didn't have to go back to where we started.
That was good. And really, y'all have a great trip.
Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas. I'm going to be with, you know, my wife's family, which is my family as well. And I don't mean to call it my wife's family because I love them.
You came out on the big end of that deal, buddy.
Yeah, I ended up with two families when it's all said and done. So
that's right.
Good for you.
You know, and they appreciate when I come up and bring my brand of southernness up there. And they've let me come home every time. So, I mean, it's not like they're, you know, holding me of my...
Have they been southernified, countryfied, southernfied? What do you say?
Countryfied. Southernized.
Southernized.
I don't know. I know, you know, Karen loves the gravy from Popeyes. I mean, you know, I don't know, but, you know.
How about southern humor? Or do they appreciate it, Paul?
I think they're getting there. I think I'm weaning them off just, you know, real... straight-laced humor. I'm getting them into some of this this situational humor, which we do well in the South.
Thank you.
Thing is, we're going to have a great Christmas, and I hope everybody in the MOX Listen family has a great Christmas. And, you know, what can I say? It's been one for the records, guys.
Well, be careful, and we want you back soon.
Yeah, we're going to bypass Frackville.
Okay, yeah. Do that. We'll tell everybody hello for us.
We'll wave at them as we go through.
That's right.
Hope
good luck.
19
Merry
below.
Christmas, and y'all be safe.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Paul Tarver.
All right.
Hey, everybody. All right. Season's greetings. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year from Kemp Electrical Heating and Air Conditioning Service.